Nolan Carroll is here, had a really nice game against the Bengals on Sunday, at least from our perspective. Been talking about what a nice game you had. How did it feel for you out there against Cincinnati?
I feel very good. You know, going into the week of preparation, knowing that I was going to start the game, it gave me the confidence, you know, to go out and put the onus on me. You know, being the guy that's filling in the void for Richard Marshall, my goal was to come in and be a support player, you know, do the things I need to do, do what the coaches ask me to do, and just go out and do my job and have fun.
You know, it's funny you said that because we talked about it a little bit last week that maybe, you know, that whole week knowing you're going to be the starter does change some things in your head. Take us through that a little bit. Help us understand, you know, what takes place there.
Yeah, just going in, you start to look at things a little bit more detail. You know, me being behind Richard, I start to focus on more what I'm going to be in, you know, third downs, nickel situation. So I know that's what I'm going to be in. But, you know, going into the week knowing that I'm going to be out there on the first play, you start to look at it a little bit more closer. You start paying attention more to what they like to do on first down, what they like to do second down, second and long, the formations. I mean, it's stuff I've been looking at before, but you pay attention to it more closely because you want to be able to go out and make plays.
Nolan, is it different also in as much as certainly over the last couple of weeks they've gone and decided to put Sean Smith on their number one guy, at least when you guys are in man coverage. Mm-hmm. And so you're flip-flopping. And what that also does is the other corner, you kind of know who you're going to have mm-hmm. every time. You mm-hmm. get that second guy out there. And so as much as he can focus on his guy and what he does best, you can also focus on that other guy that you're going to be with, matched up with man-to-man pretty much throughout the game. Does that help out?
Oh, yeah, it helps a lot. Knowing who your matchup is, you kind of watch film, see what he likes to do in his routes, see what he likes to do in his releases, and you go in your head all the plays that you'll call in the game in certain situations, and you kind of see, okay, how he might do it in this certain route or what he might do in this certain play or in this certain formation, and you kind of – you can break down what his tendencies are, and it makes it a lot easier because you know one side might be doubling. You know, Sean that week has that matchup. He's going to get help. So, you know, on the opposite side, you're going to get action. You're going to get teams that's going to know he's going to get doubled, and they'll try and attack you on the other side.
Nolan, speak to how the emergence of the offense, how that takes some of the pressure off of the defense, and what does that do for the morale, and what does that do for the guys, you know, trying to make sure the other team doesn't score a touchdown?
Oh, the offense is doing very well right now. They're in attack mode every time they get on the field, and that helps us a lot because that puts a lot of pressure on the opposing offense to go out and knowing that they have to score also. So for us, that gives us the mindset knowing that, you know, if they're going to be aggressive, we're going to be aggressive as well, and we're not going to try and give anything up on them and continue to build that pressure. You know, if we go three and out and they have to punt it back to our offense and they score again, you know, now we're up two scores, and we continue to put that onus and put that pressure on them to try and score.
It's got to be fun to play on a defense that's playing as well as this defense. And I think it's one of those things that the better your defense plays, the more each guy feels responsible to play better, to play up to that level. And the fact that you're playing well, I think it forces guys to stay focused and bring their game to a different level because you don't want to be that guy that lets down a group that's playing as well as they are.
Yeah, definitely. We all have a high standard of ourselves. That's what we put on when Coach Philbin got here in the spring, was everybody's going to be held accountable, especially on defense, because we know if one guy messes up, it disrupts the whole defensive plan. And we look at it as a pride thing. You know, we're going into a dogfight every single play, every single game. And that's the way we take it. If we win every single snap or more than we lose, we know we'll come out on top.
Cornerback Nolan Carroll is with us here in the studio to start the show on a Wednesday as we get ready for the Rams. A lot of young guys in the secondary, and it kind of almost sort of feels like everybody's starting to come of age together. You know, Sean Smith's really having a breakout type season. You had the big game the other day. Rashad Jones is having an outstanding season at safety. Is there some kind of like sense of that in your rooms that, hey, we had a bunch of young guys, you know, with different levels of playing time and experience the last couple of years, and now all of a sudden everybody's starting to click?
Yeah, and I think that goes back to OTAs and in our offseason, just all of us all being together, all being hanging around, being out on the field, knowing each other's tendencies, just knowing from the past couple of years, all of us being together and being a cohesive unit is finally starting to come together now. We're all on the same page. We know everybody's tendencies out on the field, and that does wonders when you know that the other guy's going to have your back and you both are on the same page. It makes everything a lot easier out on the field.
Is there anything that feels better late in the game, pressure situation, the other team has the ball, if they drive the down the field and score, then the game's over, you lose. And so you're out there battling with these guys, and the tension's thick in that huddle, and the tension's thick out in the field, and then you see your guy pick the pass off. I mean, that moment, that's a pretty great feeling to when you're out on the field when you see that happen. And a stamp for that defense, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it definitely was, because before we got out on the field, we said – as a whole group, we need to come up with the ball. If we have the ball at the end of the play, we're going to win this game. And that was a mentality throughout the whole game, not just that series, but especially we emphasized on that particular series, we have to find a way to win. If we can do that, we're good. And when I saw Rashad have that pick, I was just gratified because, you know, we fought that whole game, not just defense, offense did as well, special teams too, and for us to come out with a win away on the road is very big.
So, and speaking of what you just said, what is different from last year from a team standpoint, offense, defense, special teams, coming into a game, what are we doing differently? The energy level is different, the attention to detail is different. What is, you know, from a man to a man, what is everyone doing different?
I think it's attention to detail. You know, coaches harp on it. From Monday, we do our corrections after the game, and then we start our game plan. And when we come in on Wednesday to practice, it's all about detail. We try and put everything in almost on a Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday, Saturday is kind of a review for us. So when we go into the game, we know all the situations. We know what the tendencies might be, what they like to do for a second and third down. Offense knows what the defense likes to do, and we go about it that way, because when we go into the game, I know me, I feel confident that when I see a formation or I see a certain look, oh, this is what they might run. And our coaches do the same thing for us. Every single play, they harp on our technique, our fundamentals, and they stay on it, not just, you know, on Wednesday. They do it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, even in walkthroughs they do it. It's just all about details and being on the right page, everybody as a group.
No, I've had a lot of people ask me, well, you know, what's different between this team and the team we've watched for the last couple of years? And not to, it is just no indictment on anybody in particular, but when Coach Philbin first got here, one of the first times I talked to him, I say, hey, you know, this West Coast offense, 4-3 defense, and he said, stop. He says, you know what? What wins football games are fundamentals, blocking and tackling. All that stuff is window dressing, and that works itself out. If we block well and tackle well, we'll win football games. And it led me to believe that his core is fundamentally sound football. Is that the message that he's driven into you guys since day one that he walked into the building?
Oh, yeah, since day one, it's been all the time. It's always fundamentals all the time, even in practice after every play. You know, if you don't step right, the coaches are on you. It's not just him, it's everybody. All the coaches staff is all on us, because they know that if we can do it consistently, it'll show up on Sundays. And you know, the times we don't do it, they harp on it, because they know if we don't do it right on Thursday and Friday, it's going to show up on Sunday. So every single play in practice, it's always about technique and fundamentals, because that's what ultimately will help you win.
All right, there you go. It goes back to that E word we talk about all the time, execution. You know, fans, they want to talk X's and O's, and they want to talk play calling, but a lot of times it comes down to a man versus a man. Last week, the Dolphins won a lot of those matchups, and they won the game against Cincinnati. Nolan Carroll, thanks for coming in, talking to us about this week's game against St. Louis, and have a good weekend ready.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.